An inspirational story is en route for you. If you have not checked out Ken's Man of the Year video, which is on the Slimming World blog, it's on the Slimming World website. He is Man of the Year 2021. Then you may want to pause this and go and watch his video, or you can keep listening because we are going to hear the story behind the story, you know, about Ken before he won his award, Ken now, Ken, his process of Slimming World. I mean, what else do we need to know about Ken?
It's just fair to say that Ken is a miracle, and what he's achieved in lockdown just blew my socks off.
And there is a big lesson for many of us to take away from here. It is all about health. Because one of Ken's mottos is, don't wait until you're in the back of an ambulance to do something about it, as in your health. We'll play some ukuleles because I think this is going to be one that you might want to get a cup of tea and maybe a journal and a pen and jot down some of the quotes and juicy things that we're going to learn, share and find out about during this episode. So welcome to the Slimming World podcast. I am Claire and this is...
Anna. She always just checks if I've forgotten my name.
We're actually in person together. So
I know.
We are kind of doing this interview via Zoom, but we are freshly... I can touch you. I'm touching Anna
now. It's so nice.
I'm poking her.
We're still kind of getting over that novelty of seeing each other because we spent like, a year apart just seeing each other on Zoom. But I'm so excited. The moment I found out that we were getting to talk to Ken, it just really got me excited and inspired about what you can do when you really put your mind to it.
And I think what was really interesting is we realised how many guys listen to this podcast too. You know, there can be that stigma, I suppose, that Slimming World is a woman's thing. But actually, we hear from so many guys. And if there was one episode that really resonated earlier this year was with Jason, who was Man of the Year 2020. Jason is a trucker. You know, he's got his stove. He's got like his
fridge.
Food optimising. He was getting deliveries to his truck. He was just so interesting. And it wasn't just the guys that sent us messages of love for Jason, but it was also women too.
I mean, Jason's got a little fan club going on, so Ken, prepare yourself after today. The mailbag may be full.
But health is kind of at the key of the subject that we're kind of getting into today. And I think it really kind of brings home to many of us what is at the forefront of why do we need to take better care of ourselves. And sometimes it's hard for many of us to kind of think about the big kind of questions, you know. We're kind of worried about if we've kind of got a maintain or a half pound loss or maybe not the big losses that we thought. But it's also important that as a result of many of us making, you know, changes to what we eat, we're buying ourselves so much better health in the long run. So shall we find out more about this?
Yes, please. I need some inspiration today, Ken. I'm feeling a little bit of a Slimming World wobble, so I'm hoping today is going to be like an injection of image therapy for us both. No pressure.
He's with us. How are you doing, Ken?
Hello there. Claire, Anna, thanks for inviting me to this show.
You're very welcome.
Welcome. I mean, you know, what we've learnt from watching the video, from seeing the headlines, I suppose, behind your story, you know, we learnt that you used to work in the police, you're now retired, but you had a major kick in the, if I may say, when it came to health a few years ago. And ultimately, that's kind of changed the direction of which you ultimately, I guess, live your life now. I mean, for those who haven't watched the video, who haven't read the blog, do you just kind of want to recap what it is that happened and, in you know, how on earth do you summarise the last few years of your life?
Yeah, of course. Well, it all started really when, you know, I was a police officer for many years and I was quite a fit and active guy then. But as I got older into the job and my physical side of it slowed down, I started to put weight on and it gradually came on. You know, I could carry it when I was quite young. It really came home to roost on my 39th wedding anniversary in July 2018. And I had this awful pain in my leg. And I thought, well, I've got to do something about it. I'll walk it off. It must be cramp. So I went for a walk and I thought I'd go to my local pub, which is about a mile up the road, which at that time when I was 23 stone, 5 pounds, that was a long walk. But I got halfway there, and then all of a sudden I felt this pain in the back of my leg moving. And as I was getting towards the pub, all of a sudden it hit me. And basically, I'd had a thrombosis in the leg and a blood clot, and it had shifted, and it'd gone to my lung. So I was suffering a pulmonary embolism, blood clots to the lung, and I started to collapse in the street. But luckily, there was a guy near my local pub, and he was watering the plants, and he came over. Another guy came from across the road who I knew, and between them and some other people that came out of the pub, they called for an ambulance. Unfortunately, in the ambulance, I died. My heart stopped, and I went into unconsciousness, and I didn't know anything more about it until I woke up, and I was being taken out of the back of an ambulance into the intensive care unit of the Hull Royal Infirmary. But it took 12 months to recover from my ordeal. Wow. I mean, all my ribs were broken away from my sternum because the paramedic did manual resuscitation. But thankfully he did, because he saved me, saved my life. But it took that 12 months then to recover. And, well, it was a holiday come wedding. It was my cousin's wedding. You know, it was a warm summer. That's 2019. And I really suffered at this wedding. And I just couldn't feel comfortable. I couldn't get into my suit. So I was the only one who turned up at the reception in sort of a casual open neck shirt and baggy trousers. And I thought, oh, this is just awful. Later on, my cousin said, you're not in any of our photos. And well, I avoided photographs, you know. It was one of those sort of things. I started to feel really uncomfortable. You know, I wasn't the man I was when I was young. And I thought, this can't last, you know. I thought, no. Something's got to change. So on the way back, driving back to Yorkshire, we had a little chat. And not long before, a friend of mine, he'd gone on Slimming World and lost an amazing 6 or 7 stone. And when I'd last see him a few months before, I was amazed at how he looked. It was a transformation, and he looked younger, like I remember him when we were young lads in the job. I thought, well, I wonder if Slimming World's the way to go, you know? So as soon as we got back home, I did an internet search. I put in Slimming World, and
the rest is history.
Yeah,
it started from there, really. And on that next day, it was actually the next day, the Monday, Jeanette and I decided to drive up there for the 9:30 group meeting, see how it went.
I mean, it is incredible. That was in August 2019. You're now 9 stone down.
Yeah.
And also your wife, Jen, is a Diamond member.
Yes, wow. She went with me and lost her, watched her weight she wanted, which wasn't a lot because she's not she's not a great large lady, but she's lost what she set out to do. And yes,
you did it together. You did it together. And I mean, what a real kind of traumatic scene, you know, that you kind of went through. That recovery period must have been so difficult, not just for your physical health, but your mental health as well. It really tests you as a person, doesn't it? And questions, and you know, the priorities in your life must have had to change a lot just to make sure that recovery was a focus. But then to kind of take control of the reins and say, you know, it's so many people that we hear, Anna, talk about, like, it was a photo at a wedding, it was a photo on a holiday, you know, it was going to an event where I couldn't wear the clothes that I used to, I felt uncomfortable, I wanted to be invisible. Like, what kind of Ken talks about, we hear so many times.
So much. And I think you had it coupled with not only the way you felt about yourself, but your health, didn't you? What a motivator, I guess, as well. Yeah. Because losing 9 stone is not an easy thing, is it? It's,
no, it's not
something that just falls off.
You're quite right. You know, I did, when I was in photographs, if you ever caught me in one, I was standing behind the group, you know, just putting
my head
around the corner.
Yeah, we always talk about this. Yeah.
That sort of thing, you know, and or just not being in them at all, as I explained. So, yeah, it was a mental health thing as well, really. You don't realise it, you know, and men aren't particularly honest with themselves in that respect. But, it wasn't doing me any favours being a large man, health-wise or mentally. And as I say, I needed to do something about it. So walking through those doors that Monday morning was the start of that. And little did I know I'd lose 9 stone. That's not what I set out to do.
I mean, 9 stone is a person, isn't it? That is, you've lost another person.
It was described to me as Kylie Minogue weighs 9 stone.
You would have known if you'd be carrying her around on your back, wouldn't you? But I mean, how do you start with that? Because there'll be people listening who are like, I need to lose the same amount of weight. And that can be quite a scary thing to embark on. I mean, how did your journey start with that first stone, that first few stone?
Well, I started when I first went in, the consultant, Angie Ashton, she gave me the confidence straight away. And we sat down and had a discussion at the end of the first group meeting where I met most of the people that are still going there now. And we've become social friends as well, which is fantastic. But Angie sat me down and we said, you know, what should we do? I didn't want to frighten myself off by setting too big a target. I did think about it. Angie said, Doug, well, don't go too mad. You know, obviously it's got to be something that's achievable. And I thought, well, I don't know. I was 23 stone five. Let's aim for a round number. And I said 18 stone, which then was what, 5 stone, 5 pound, wasn't it? So I thought, well, that's a hell of a lot. How am I going to lose that much? I must admit, it did make me think, well, have I, you know, bitten off more than I can chew in that respect, to coin a phrase. And, well, I started, as I say, on the 12th of August was the day I walked through. And then the following week, my first weight loss was 7.5 pounds.
Oh, amazing.
So that was, to me, was the incentive, all the incentive I needed then to continue, because it proved to me, by sticking to the optimization rules of Slimming World, it works.
Mm. And so had you ever done a weight loss plan before?
No, I think years before, when I was starting to put a bit of weight on, I tried one of these, it's like a milkshake diet type thing.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to have had all the nutrients and that in it, but it didn't. And I started to lose a bit of weight, but I was feeling tired and I couldn't do the work. You know, it didn't give me the energy that I needed. So I didn't carry on with that. Yeah. But having seen my friend lose that weight in Slimming World, that inspired me to go into use Slimming World. And that first week, 7.5 pounds, I thought was, well, if I've done it now, why can't I do it every week? And you can't do it every week. It doesn't happen that way.
Wouldn't be healthy to nail that.
It'd be fantastic. Yeah. But, you know, it progressively got better every week. I was losing, I've got the list in front of me here. I was losing, you know.
Have you got your book?
I've
got
my book there. So 7.5 pounds 1 week, 2.5 pounds, 4.5 pounds, 3.5 pounds, 3.5 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
Flash us your book, Ken.
Yeah, flash us your book. Are you someone who puts your stickers on the outside of your book? Or?
No, I've got all the stickers.
Oh my gosh! We are confirming here. Oh my goodness.
Gosh!
Can you just fold it out so you can hold it to the camera? We're gonna share this on our Instagram. Jeez, look how shiny it is.
I mean, that is a thing of
beauty. Let's just recap here. If you just hold it, so you've got Man of the Year, Greatest Loser, Mr. Sleek. What else can you spot?
Slimmer of the Week, Slimmer of the Month. Body Magic. We've got 1, 2, 3. We've got every award. Yeah, 9 stone. Look at them. It's a thing of beauty.
You
that,
need
Ken.
A new book. You can't fit any more on it.
I can't.
There's new books coming.
Wow. I mean, so I suppose what you kind of said to yourself is, let's break this down. Okay, this is a mega number.
Yeah.
We're going to break it down. And in the end, actually, what you've ended up doing is kind of having 3 targets, so to speak.
I did.
So you reached that target by March 2020. You then set a second target, and now you're working towards a third target.
Yes.
And I think that's a really interesting,
it's a clever way to do it.
Like, consultant here. Like, because a lot of people worry when they step on the scales and then you get asked, what do you want your target to be? How do you answer that?
So I always talk to my members that are joining about setting that ultimate dream, but then breaking it down, because I think we can get very scared and overfaced. So, you know, you obviously kind of set that 5 stone, 5 pounds, didn't you? And then kind of we're kind of ticking it off, you know, half a stone off in that first week, because it can be scary. I mean, I remember being terrified, thinking, you know what you just said, I've bitten off more than I can chew, like, what's going on? But actually setting those little interim benchmarks and going, right, I've hit target number one, let's go for target number two, it feels a bit more achievable, doesn't it?
It did, even though it was a large chunk to start with.
Yeah.
Because I had such a bulk of weight to lose, it was quite rapid, I think, at that time. Obviously, as time went on, the increments got less, you know, and slowed down a little bit. because your body is getting towards the target that is the
You've
right
less
target
fat.
For you.
Yeah.
Your body knows what it needs. But after that first getting down to that 18 stone, which it took me, yes, as you mentioned, and into March in 2020, that was so rapid in my mind. Then it gave me that incentive again to take that next second target, which again was quite rapidly met by the rest of the year. And towards December, I think I achieved that. And then I thought, well, I just want to round it off to get that extra stone and then I'll be happy. Because I was quite happy. I'm happy as I am now, and I'm 5 pounds off of my target, final target, which I'd like to get to, obviously, as soon as possible, because I can, my mind's set now for it.
You don't, yeah.
You know, I want to achieve it and get it done. And it's just been a wonderful journey in a way. It's not been a chore. I mean, I've always thought of it as a pleasure. I mean, my food has improved. The type of food I eat is improved. The quality of food I eat is improved.
What are the swaps? Because I know you kind of said, like, at when you were working in the police, you were saying to me it's often kind of long shifts, grab and go kind of mentality. What kind of foods were you having, I guess?
Well, I was eating good food, obviously, but it was all the rubbish I was eating in between. The shift work doesn't help, you know, because you can grab a sandwich or grab a quick bite to eat in the canteen, you know, which isn't necessarily going to be the healthiest of things, a sausage roll or something like that. And then you go out, do some work, and then maybe grab a fast food meal for lunch. And then again, it was probably pop to the pub on the way home and then have a dinner and maybe go out again and to watch a football match, have another pint and a curry or a kebab on the way home. So you were eating in excess, you know, and what Slimming World has taught me is to eat for my appetite, and to be disciplined in cutting out all the junk food. You know, I've certainly cut out fat, sugar. But I eat a lot of protein. I eat a lot of meat. I eat steak, beef steak, chicken, obviously all trimmed, lean. And no crisps or anything like that for me now. I might have the odd one or two for grandchildren around. I'll pinch a crisp. But in all honesty, I've been very disciplined, and when I've set my mindset, you know, I do stick to it. I tend to. I've always been disciplined in that respect. So I'm lucky there. But it is a mindset, but it is definitely a lifestyle change. You know, there's no going back.
I think what's really interesting is you're kind of saying, you know, we know that people can have crisps if they want to on the plan.
Yes.
And I find it really interesting, you know, how the choices, I suppose, that people make and the adaptability of the plan means, like you say, if you do want to have alcohol and you do want to have cake, you just factor that into your plan. I always find it interesting to kind of see how the choices that different people make to get to the goal that they're working to. I mean, and it's interesting you say that you keep it fun, because some people might say, from the amount of things that you've kind of taken away there, like, gosh, like, you know, where does he fit his sins in? What is fun about it?
Yeah, I know. It sounds like that, doesn't it? And sitting here talking to you, it's difficult to explain. But I don't miss out. Honestly, I don't miss out. I think once you've got that first 12 weeks under your belt and you're slowly on the change to your lifestyle change, the things that you miss, I mean, you wonder, did you really miss them? Do you miss them? I mean, I like a pint of beer. I do like my beer, but I tell you now, when I do have a pint, I really enjoy it. I savour it, rather than when you could go to the pub and have five or six pints and just for the sake of having them. I now enjoy it, you know, and I look forward to them maybe a Saturday afternoon and chatting to my friends, you know, and having a couple of pints. But I don't go over the top anymore. Because obviously my health is, I don't want to go back and down that road again anyway.
You sound like you've learned moderation.
That's the word.
Anything
you want to eat, we know that from Slimming World. You can eat anything you want, but in moderation. And I've been lucky, as I say, I've been quite disciplined. And I tried to use our sins, as we're given, for things of enjoyment. So Jen and I tend to eat a lot of free food for our meals. and speedy lunches maybe if we can. And but we don't miss out. I mean, I a good example, I've had bacon roll and two boiled eggs nearly every morning ever since I started my diet. You know, so I always used to have bacon, and people say, can't believe I'm having a bacon roll. But I can have a bacon. I say, well, I can have a couple of eggs. I can have a, you know, I can have a piece of toast. I can beans and tomatoes and everything else that go with it, with a well-known English fry-up, should we say. Obviously, I grill everything. But I don't miss out on those sort of things, you know. And then we have a nice lunch, and then I look forward to a nice, healthy, big dinner and pudding, you know. So I don't miss out there at all.
It's how you align it, isn't it? And I think where a lot of us go a bit wonky is that we focus on the things we've got to give up, not the things we can still have. And what it sounds to me like you've done with the free food is go, actually, look at all this amazingness I can have. And I can still have a pint too, but I've cut the bits out in the middle. And that's the key. You sound like you've been full as well, because I can't bear hunger. I get a bit scared.
I've always loved my food, you know. So, but as I say, I enjoy it more now than ever. Really, I enjoy the shopping side of things, and especially when we're having our group therapy, in the leaving group, we'll sit there discussing all the different products that are out on the market and that. And I quite like spicy food, so and you spice anything up, you know, something which is some people might think is quite mundane, but there are some good sauces out there now, you know, on branded sauces which you can put on your salads and things, you know. So you don't have to miss out. It's just a change. You know, some people say, well, you do your own chips, you parboil them, and then you put a bit of low-calorie spray on them and put them in the oven. Yeah, you do. And when they don't taste like real chips, well, yeah, they do.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, they do.
You know, put some salt and vinegar on and they are chips. Ooh, end of.
You've done them really well.
I'm really intrigued, Ken, about what is your why? Because, you know, having been somebody who, you know, had, I think you said the words to me, like, you dodged the bullet once, yeah. You know, you got a second bite at the cherry, you know, as the phrase go. What was the motivator that kind of kept you on track to keep going? Because particularly as you lost, you know, a big chunk of that weight during the lockdown, it's keeping on with that. People kind of sometimes struggle with uncovering what is their why. I mean, it feels to me like you had quite a big one, but was that the thing that motivated you?
I think health really has got to be my motivator, because I know what I went through. And as I say, I don't want anyone else to go through the same if they can avoid it. And that was the thing. Don't wait, as I say, don't wait till you get into the back of an ambulance before you do something about it, you know. Prevention is far better than cure. But my why, I suppose, is because I've enjoyed my journey with Slimming World and what it's done for me. I mean, there's so many negatives in life. I find that having a positive in life, and Slimming World has definitely been a positive, and my group has definitely been a positive. So with all the negative things that are going on in the world, being part of a positive organisation and having positive results, it keeps me going, and I'm enjoying it. And I don't want to go the other way. You know, that's all I can say, really, because there's nothing I can say that I dislike about what I'm doing. I'm enjoying my social more now. I'm enjoying my walks with me and my wife now. I can get out in the garden, and I can do what it would take me a day to do, I can do in an hour now, and then get on to doing other things, and then playing with the grandchildren. You know, I've got a little 3-year-old grandson who's on, obviously he's on the floor most of the time. And I used to get on the floor, or if I did, I'd have to find something to pull me up again. You know, but now I can just get up like I did when I was in my 30s. As I say, I'm 62 now, and I did say to people before that I think I'm 10 years younger, but no, I felt rubbish 10 years ago, and I didn't feel much better 20 years ago. I feel like I'm 30 years younger. I really do, and that's the truth of it.
Oh, so wow.
If I can't get it across in words, but if I can inspire or give anybody the hope that, you know, losing a few pounds, it doesn't matter if it's a few pound, a few stone, 2 stone or 10 stone, whatever your goal is, if you've got the right mindset and the will and the want to do it, because it's made me a better person for it. I'm happier, both physically and mentally. And I'm sure people that I know that I'm around are happier as well to see me being happy, if that makes sense. So it's a double win.
Mm. When we spoke last week, just as a kind of like a chat, get to know each other, you kind of said some things that really, I wrote them down because I was like, wow, this really captures, you know, the non-scale victories of this. You know, you were saying how before you couldn't even walk 100 yards without getting out of breath. No, now the fact that you haven't used your inhaler for 18 months, your knees, your ankles, your joints are better, you sleep better. You know, you've gone from 44-inch to 32-inch waist. You've gone from a 5XL shirt down to an XL or a large. I mean, you know, let's just take away the shinies and the stickers. This is about changing the quality of your life.
Most definitely. When I wanted a shirt, I'd have to go on the internet and find a company that could provide me with one. And I mean, everybody who's gone down this journey knows what I'm saying, that you know, they're not the nicest of patterns or the nicest of shapes, are they? Some of these clothes that you buy. And you just bought them and you wore them and you didn't feel good, you didn't look good. And if you don't look good, you don't feel good. But I can now go off, buy off the peg. And that is one of the, you know, I'm not a fashionista, you know, I've never been one for going shopping really, but my first trip to a well-known shop in Hull with Jen to buy clothes off the peg, you know, it's just fantastic, really fantastic. And I haven't been able to do it, as I say, since I was in my 30s really. So doing that again is another positive, isn't it? You know, and I was so lucky when I won this award. I think I mentioned it maybe to before when we spoke on the phone, but when I was down in London to have my photo shoot for the magazine, I was looked after by a fantastic stylist, Rachel Fanconi, who's one of the leading stylists in the UK. She looks after Helen Mirren and David Beckham and all, you name them, she looks after them. But she now looks after me too. She put me through this different outfits she tried on, and it was wonderful because I had all these lovely ladies looking after me, and I tried all these clothes on that I would never have dared try, you know. And she explained to me about trying new things. And I tried this suit on, which I thought, well, it's a bit young for me, maybe, you know. But then that's the suit that's in the magazine this month. It's wow. Coming out. And it brought me back to life, really. So And I've picked up quite a few tips from Rachel as to clothes, you know, design and fashion, and I'm going to make the most of it because, again, it's another positive, another string to my bow that I never had before. And, so I can go to a suit shop now and I can buy a suit or a shirt or a pair of trousers without any worries.
In fact,
some of the time the shirt's too big and all my sizes have gone. You know, so I have to now hunt around for the smaller shirts.
Can I tell you something, Ken? And a lot of our listeners know, I tragically lost my dad 5 years ago after a stroke and a cardiac arrest. And I sit here today thinking about your children because you have given them their dad. And that is just incredible. You have lost that weight and you are here. And the gift that you've given them by taking this control is amazing. So I wonder what they... it's bringing a tear to my eye. I wonder what they think about you and what you've done. Because I know if my dad had had that chance to change his life, I would have been so proud of him. They must be exceptionally proud of you.
Well, I'm sure they are. And, you know, it's another why. It's because I could have lost, you know?
Yeah, totally.
I mean, they would have lost me, but I would have lost them. And I enjoy life too much. I enjoy the people around me too much to give in, you know? So that's a why I'm going to stick at this and there's no going back because life's too precious, as you say, you know? And I lost my dad through heart problems many years ago. He was only 62, my age, when he died. And I miss him tremendously. And I'm sure he would be proud. My mum's proud. My mum's still alive. And she's proud, very proud of my weight loss because people don't, they accept you for what you are, most people, don't they? And especially family and friends, they accept you for what you are, be it whatever size you are. But deep down, you know, they want you to be healthy, I'm sure. And they worry about you. And especially the way I was, it was definitely my weight, which was a contributory factor as to my illness. I mean, there were other reasons. I'd been flying a couple of weeks before. I'd been on a long journey in an aircraft and all the other stories that you know about thrombosis and that sort of thing. And dehydration. So there were other little elements to my illness, but undoubtedly it was my weight. And now having lost that weight, as I say, I can walk now. I walk miles and I don't get out of breath. I do feel so much fitter and healthier, but physically and mentally, you know, getting out and for a walk along our coastal paths, it's fantastic. See air blowing through your hair. Well, no, no, I've got my.
I was going to say.
Yeah. Well, that was a turn of phrase. Yeah, it's not a lot left. But,
I know what you meant. To your eyebrows.
Do you think that you ignored the warning signs about what kind of cost your body was taking as a result of your health?
Most definitely. And I think most men do.
Yeah.
Men in particular. We're a stubborn animal. You know, we don't like going to the doctors. We don't like being told what's right or wrong. And it certainly opened my eyes to, you know, and the people that I've met in the slimming world, it's for men as well as women. Most definitely. It's just been wonderful. Wonderful journey for me. And if I can, like you say, inspire, if that's the word, I don't know if I'm in this, people say I'm an inspiration, I don't know, I'm just me. But if just this podcast goes out and there's a couple of people out there that think, do you know what, I'm going to just go and see my GP or just start by going to your local Slimming World group, you know, and walking through that door, that's the best. I can still see it now talking to you, walking through that door of that village hall and meeting Angie and all my other friends in there. And it certainly was the moment that changed my life, and I'm glad I did it. And as I say, a lot of men don't like to do these things, but you gotta say man up. Yeah, well, man up and look after yourself, because you're only here once, you know. And I said that to you before, Claire. Yeah, I dodged the bullet and I've got a second bite of the cherry. Don't be the one that doesn't make it, you know. Get there now, and because you're doing it for you, you're not doing it for anyone else. Well, you are. You're doing it for your family and your friends, but you're really doing it for you. You've got to do it for you. You're only getting one shot at this, and you've got to make the most of it.
So inspiring. Do you know what, Ken? I think you're going to be a lot of people listening today who probably have the same weight, if not more, to lose as you. And they're going to think, do you know what? I can do it. I can, because I think what you've given us is hope that actually, do you know what? If we just take that first step, we're going to get a lot closer to our dreams. And if we
stick to it, you know, you've got to stick at it. It isn't an easy ride.
No.
I've made it, for me, I've found it enjoyable. So it's not been a chore, as I mentioned before. So, but I do understand how difficult it is for people, you know, different circumstances. You've got a young family they're bringing up, or we've got to go to work. But look at Jason last year's winner, getting a delivery to his car park, you know.
Genius, that man was.
It's been impossible to get shopping at that point of time anyway. If you went for it, you couldn't buy anything, could you? It was a lockdown.
In lockdown.
You know what? An amazing story.
There's always hurdles.
To me, he inspired me listening to his show with you two. And I think he's done marvellous.
Yeah.
Absolutely fabulous. But it goes to show you that, you know, we are out there. And okay, we've been very, very honoured and been given these accolades. And they are tremendous awards to win. And I never set out to win anything. I did it for me, just to lose that weight for my health. But, you know, get out there, but you must stick to it. I can't stress enough. Try your best to stick at it. Be disciplined, you know, as best you can. I mean, we all have good days and bad days. Of course we do. But, you know, try your best to stick at things, and it will pay dividends. And once you get that, you've got your foot in the door, as it were. You know, you've lost that. Oh, I've lost that stone. Oh, I've lost that half a stone. And do you know what? I actually enjoyed all the food I was eating, all the and enjoyed them making the meals and sharing all your ideas with like-minded people. It becomes a pleasure, you know. And and you, it will work for you. Trust me, the system works. You just got to stick to it. Read the book properly and stick to it.
I love it.
Said a previous law enforcer.
Yeah, read the book. Can I ask you one question before we go? What is your favourite Slimming World meal? Have you got one?
Jen's cooking it now. Downstairs, ready for tonight. It's a chili con carne.
Ooh,
yeah,
with rice.
I have brown rice. Yeah, brown rice with it, and a speedy salad.
Oh, I love it. He's even got that 1/3 speed in.
Oh, you get to get well your speed in. You got to get your speed in.
Oh, Ken, you're brilliant.
I mean, it sounds like, how do you eat yours?
Yeah.
Food, how do you eat yours? Yeah. Yeah. Hashtag
be more Ken. Ken. Yes. Good.
Keep busy. Keep busy. Stick to plan. Stick to your sins. Weigh measure. You know it all. You know all the buzzwords. But they are true. They are buzzwords, but they work.
Yeah.
And Slimming World has certainly been what's, it's changed my life around. It really has. And I've met people like yourself. I've met some wonderful people at Slimming World and on this little journey I've had since I've been awarded this accolade, as I say, and long may it continue.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, it's really great to talk to you, Ken.
Lovely talking to you both.
Yeah, and I know that people, you know, if they want to go and find out more about your story, as we say, go on to the Slimming World website, type in Man of the Year, you'll see Ken's story. If you want to listen to Jason's story, who was Man of the Year last year, there's an episode in our back catalogue there. It's called One for the Men. Yeah, incredible. We'll kind of wrap it up there. But
yeah.
Oh, that's lovely. Lovely speaking to you both. Thank you.
Brilliant. Well, that's all for now. Share with us your thoughts. Have we inspired you? We are on Instagram at Slimming World Podcast. We are on the Gmail if you'd like to send us an email, slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. Otherwise, we'll see you next Monday.
Yeah, bye for now.